This is tape two of the Dr. Barnett Rosenberg interview. You're talking about your committee work and when you first came to the university.
So once other people had come into the department, and we grew to about 9 people, I think, they took over the committee jobs, and I backed off. I have absolute abhorrence for any committee work, and I did none, or minimally such. I mean, trivial things. And I simply stayed away from the administration. Remember the beginning I told you? John Hanna gave us the freedom, and the rest of the administrators at the university kept his bargain.
Yeah, a whole lot of time can be wasted in administrative bureaucratic.
Oh, terrible, terrible amount of time.
Meetings end up in meetings, I know the feeling. When you first came to Michigan State, now almost 40 years ago, or 40 years ago this year.
61,
so that'll be 40 years. You mentioned that there were people that were discouraging you from coming to Michigan State, or why were you here? And then you have stayed in the area over that time. Did you anticipate that you'd be here 40 years later?
No. I thought I'd stay about 5 to 10 years, and that would be about it. But they were so good to us. I mean, they gave us everything we wanted. I just had no reason to want to pick up and leave. Had they irritated me, I possibly would have. But the first irritation came when they screwed up that offer to set up the Platinum Institute.
In the 1980s.
Yeah.
Some of the things we're interested too in the project is talking with people who maybe we talk to our interviewees and see if they might have suggestions of others that you work closely with that are still around, that you think that their story is an important part of that. Are there any colleagues that that maybe you think we should talk with? Or either staffers or...
I'm trying to think of the people who were involved in the early days of helping us set up the biophysics department. And, for example, Don Montgomery, who unfortunately is dead. He was a prime mover in helping to get the department established. And in fact, he lent me the oscilloscope that I used for my platinum experiment out of his lab.
Was he in chemistry?
Yes. No, physics.
Oh, in physics.
Physics. Okay. He then later moved to another department, but that's another story. I am having difficulty thinking of these people's names. I have not thought about them in years.
Or if any come to mind, you can certainly let me know.
But there's one I'm trying to think of now because he was quite significant. No, I'm blocking on him, but I can go next door and find his name.
Okay.
Anyway, he was also very much interested in biophysics. And while he took his degree in zoology, his office and laboratory were right near ours. And so we interacted quite a lot. And then he went off to Oak Ridge for a number of years, came back, and then joined the university, went through some different departments, eventually ended up in the medical school. And he is the...
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
His name is Dr. James Trosko.
Okay.
T-R-O-S-K-O.
Okay.
A brilliant scientist. And was involved with us in the early days of the cisplatin, as were Dr. Surinder Agarwal, who is in the Department of Zoology.
Is he still living?
Yes.
Was he retired?
No, he's not retired.
Not retired, okay.
And
Okay. In reflecting back on your career at Michigan State, is there anything for the record that you want to leave with future generations?
Yes, and I'm afraid it's going to be slightly more negative than you would like. Mm-hmm. I left the university, and I think it was the best thing I did for me. Mm-hmm. The reason I left was because the administrators of the university had lost the zeal and competence that John Hanna had. He was the one who pushed this university into the prominent position it now has. He has been followed up by a series of other individuals that did not share his vision of the university, but retained the vision of it as a agricultural college. Mm-hmm. It would not surprise me, and this is a quote of a friend of mine from the administration, it would not surprise me if in 10 years we are back to being Michigan State College. Mm. We have not taken advantage of all of the developments in science that we could have. Occasionally, an individual arises who is in a position of power and does something, and we make a little move forward. But we could have been a heck of a lot better than we are had we had a better choice of administration personnel. I'm not going to identify any of them.
I understand that. Well, I want to thank you for the time that you've spent and the insights that you've shared. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.